Welcome to our next audio lesson. And this audio lesson, we're going to continue studying present perfect, as it is an important tense, and a lot of times it's a very, very difficult tense for a lot of Italians. As always, we begin with a little warm up, which is a tongue twister. This time, this tongue twister is for sound K, so cool. Listen to me, and then let's repeat. It's not as difficult as the one before. Okay, how many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? All right, it's a simple tongue twister to understand, so I'm not going to translate it. Let's repeat. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? All right, let's do it a little faster. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? And one more time. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook 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 cookies? All right. One more time. All right, let's do it one last time. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? All right, great. It's not as difficult because the sound K is the same in Italy, in Italian language. That's why it's not as difficult as an R sound could be. In a few audio classes, we'll take the sound in tongue twister, and that's a very difficult one. But for now, if you can, pause this audio class and repeat, repeat, repeat. All right, meanwhile, we're jumping back to grammar fun, which is present perfect I have done. As we very well remember, present perfect is an action that starts in the past and is finished or not finished yet in present, but somehow still has influence on the present tense. All right, how do we form it? We form for the subject, auxiliary have or has for third person singular, and a third form of the verb or past participle, as it says in your books. All right, I'm going to read a dialect to you, and then we're going to see what it all means. Dave, have you traveled a lot, Jane? Jane, yes, I've been to lots of places. Dave, really? Have you ever been to China? Jane, yes, I've been to China twice. Dave, what about India? Jane, no, I haven't been to India. That's the end. When we talk about a period of time that continues from the past until now, we use the present perfect have been, have traveled. Here, Dave and Jane are talking about the places Jane has visited in her life, which is a period that continues until now. Let me read the dialogue again to you a little faster. Dave, have you traveled a lot, Jane? Jane, yes, I've been to lots of places. Dave, really? Have you ever been to China? Jane, yes, I've been to China twice. Dave, what about India? Jane, no, I haven't been to India. All right, in this case, we can see a lot of experiences. And we know that we will use present perfect for an experience, right? So because experience is true in the past and it's true in the present. Okay, some more examples. Have you ever eaten caviar? We've never had a car. Have you read Hamlet? No, I haven't read any of Shakespeare's plays. Just horrible. You should all read Shakespeare. Susan really loves that film. She's seen it 8 times. What a boring film. It's the most boring film I've ever seen. Been to means visited. I've never been to China. Have you been there? Right? So the meaning is, have you visited China? Let's continue. In the following examples too, the speakers are talking about a period that continues until now, recently, in the last few days, so far, since breakfast. For example, Have you heard anything from Brian recently? Recently, in the last few days since breakfast, it all means within the now for us. That's why we use present perfect, okay? Let's continue. I've met a lot of people in the last few days. Again, in the last few days means now, generally speaking. Everything is going well. We haven't had any problems so far. Again, the same thing, right? No problems yesterday, no problems today. So far, present perfect. All right. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything since breakfast. From breakfast until now. This is why from breakfast, starting in the past, until now, is now. It's good to see you again. We haven't seen each other for a long time. We haven't seen each other, I don't know, since May. It started in May and it's still true now. Okay? All right, let's continue. In the same way we use the present perfect with today, this evening, this year, etc., when these periods are not finished at the time of speaking. For example, I've drunk 4 cups of coffee today. So it's not, today is not finished yet, right? It's only 3 p.m. for me right now. And I've drunk 4 cups of coffee today means I started at 9 a.m. and I could still have another one. Have you had a holiday this year? Have you had, right? Remember how we form? Because in this part of present perfect, we're not so much paying attention to how we form it. That was our previous audio lesson. In this case, we're paying attention to how much we use it, right? Okay. I haven't seen Tom since this morning. Have you? Again, since this morning. It's the same thing. It started in the morning and it's still true now. Therefore now, present perfect. Rob hasn't worked very hard this term. Which means he hasn't worked at the beginning and still not working hard now. Present perfect. Alright, let's continue with more examples. We say, it's the first time something has happened. For example, Don is having a driving lesson. It's his first one. It's the first time he has driven a car, not drives. To understand, we don't say it's the first time he drives. We say it's the first time he has driven a car. Present perfect, okay? Because it's the first time. Or he has never driven a car before. Sarah has lost her passport again. This is the second time this has happened. Not happens. Bill is phoning his girlfriend again. That's the third time he's phoned her this evening. She phoned her 3 hours ago and then again and then again. Alright, these are the sort of the explanation of the usage of present perfect. Now we're going to jump in into exercises. And if I can advise you, do as many exercises as you can, because by making exercise, you're going to remember grammar rules. Okay, let's jump in. Jumping into exercises. 8.1. You ask people about things they have done. Write questions with ever. Ride horse. For example, have you ever ridden a horse? Again, the first thing I do is I need to remember all the three forms of the verb to ride. Ride, rode, ridden. That's not a simple verb. This is a verb that you must study, right? Okay, so have you ever ridden a horse? Remember, to ask a question, it's very easy. We just need to flip the auxiliary and the verb, right? I have ridden a horse. Have I ridden a horse? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Okay, be California. Have. Take a minute and write things down. Yes, I forgot to tell you, don't forget to write everything down, right? Because that's the best way to practice any language. Okay. Okay. Be California. So be was verb be. The first thing I do is I ask myself, what are the three forms of the verb to be? And those are the three forms of the verb to be. And then after that, I ask a question. Have you ever, right? Been. Have you ever been to California? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. If you haven't, you have to go. It's a beautiful place. Okay, number three, run marathon. Make a question. 1 minute. Okay, let's continue. Run marathon. So it's a question. I'm going to start with auxiliary have. Have you ever? Three forms of the verb to run is run, run, run. Run, run, run. So I'm going to say, have you ever run a marathon? Yes, I have. Or no, I haven't. Number four, speak famous person. Again, ask a question. Okay, again, I start with a question. I ask a you question. Therefore, the auxiliary is going to be have. Have you ever spoken to a famous person? Last but not least, most beautiful place visit, what? And we make a question. I'm giving you a minute to start now. All right, what's the most? Why the most? Because every superlative uses a definite article, which is the. So, what's the most beautiful place you have ever visited? Right? This is a WH question with present perfect, so it's a little tricky. Maybe to compound, but let's look at it. So, WH questions, we took it before in other previous tenses, is a who, why, what, when, how, where questions, right? And usually the formula is the same for each question as opposed to which, right? Which first takes the object and then the verb. So the formula for this would be, as you saw, WH question, then subject, then auxiliary have or has, and third person singular. Okay, exercise number two. Again, I can't stress this enough. This audio lesson requires active participation from you. I'm giving you space and time after each question to make up your own questions, right? To do your own exercise. This is not just a listening audio question, right? Because as our lessons, it's never listening. You have to be speaking, you have to be writing things down. If you need to repeat, pause and repeat, repeat, repeat. So don't just listen to this, all right? This is why we're doing exercises together. This is why I'm giving you the examples that I do. This is why I try to explain everything clearly, right? Because otherwise we would be doing this in pairs in class. All right. Exercise 8.2. Complete these answers. Some sentences are positive and some are negative. Use these verbs. Be. Eat, happen, have, meet, play, read, see, try. Now, almost all of them are irregular, and the first thing for you to do when you have this kind of exercise is to remember all the three forms of the verbs. So I'm going to start with be, and it's be, was, were, been, eat, ate, eaten, happen, happened, happened, it's a regular verb. Have, had, had, meet, met, met, play, played, played, read, 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 see, saw, seen, and try, regular verb, tried, tried. A good practice would be to repeat all of those verbs again, and every time you hear me repeat a verb, pause, repeat, repeat, repeat. Okay, number one. What's Mark's sister like? And this is a common mistake for many students to understand. Do you understand the meaning, what's Mark's sister like? It doesn't mean what she likes, right? Usually it means what is her character like, right? Is she funny? Or what's her appearance? Is she tall? Is she blonde? Etc. Okay, that's just a by the way. What's Mark's sister like? I have no idea. I've never met her. That's present perfect. Is everything going well? Well, we haven't had any problems so far, right? It was true yesterday and still true now. That's why I use present perfect. Great. Are you hungry? Yes, I much today. Take a minute, write down things in present perfect using the verbs on the top. All right, are you hungry? Yes, I. So if she's hungry or he is hungry and there's much today, we know there's going to be a negation, right? So there's an eat, and we're going to use a third form, so eaten, eat, ate, eaten. But we also know that there's much today, right? So she's hungry means there was not a lot of food today, which means that we're going to negate the verb. So we're going to say, I haven't, or I have not eaten much today. Are you hungry? Yes, I haven't eaten much today. Make sense? All right, let's move on. Can you play chess? Yes, but blank for ages. Take a minute. Okay, can you play chess? Yes, but, again, this but It's a wink wink at you, right? But means we're gonna negate the verb. Yes, but I haven't played because play is a regular verb for ages. Okay, number five. Are you enjoying your holiday? Yes, it's the best holiday for a long time. Let's see, a minute. I'm waiting for you to decide. Okay, are you enjoying your holiday? Yes, it's the best holiday. We're gonna use the verb have, right? Because you either know or you sense that the phrase is to have a holiday, right? All right, so by that, we're gonna know which verb to use. Yes, it's the best holiday we have had for a long time. We have had. So we're gonna have auxiliary have in the third form of the verb, past participle of have. So have is auxiliary and had is a third form, right? Yes, it's the best holiday we have had for a long time. All right, number six. What's that book like? I don't know. Blank it. Take a minute to decide. All right, what's that book like? Again, what does this question mean? What's that book like in this case means what is it about? Is it an interesting book? Etc., etc., right? So don't make a mistake by thinking that someone's asking if you like the book or not. It's not the question they're asking. And you say, I don't know. Probably, I'm guessing we're going to use the verb read, 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 read. I don't know, I. So I don't know is going to be a negation, right? Pretty clear. I haven't or I have not, third form of the verb to read, read it. I would add a yet, but there's no yet. We know that yet is added to negative sentences. I don't know, I haven't read it. Okay, let's move on. Number seven. Is Brussels an interesting place? I have no idea. There. Take a minute. Okay, is Brussels an interesting place? I have no idea. We know that we use the verb to be when we go to a place. I have been to Tokyo, I have been to London, and I have no idea. It's clearly a negation, so you're gonna say use the verb be and negate it in present perfect. How do we do that? I have no idea. I have never, or I've never been there. I have no idea, I've never been there. Okay? All right. Don't forget to write down your answers. Ideally, you will be printing this out or you would just composing this. Composing this. Okay. Number eight. I hear your car broke down again yesterday. To break down means not to work anymore, right? I hear your car broke down again yesterday. Yes, it's the second time blank this month. All right, take a minute. Okay. I hear your car broke down again yesterday. Yes, it's the second time this month. Now, which verb did you use? Happened, correct. Happened is a regular verb. Happened, happened. Yes, it's the second time it. It. Therefore, we're going to use a different auxiliary, which is not have, but has. Yes, it's the second time it has happened this month. Is that what you have? Yes, it's the second time it has happened this month. Remember, has is used for third person singular, so he, she, it. Okay, number nine. Do you like caviar? I don't know. Do you know what caviar is? It's fish eggs. Do you like caviar? I don't know. So if you don't know, this is the sentence for you. I don't know, blank it. Take a minute.